Pnimis in the Daf, Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Tes. So on Amud Beis, the Gemara was teaching that the people who are standing in the Shur, the people who are standing in the row, they're going to be exempt from reading Shema, but other people are going to be Chayiv, and it depends, right, if they're on the inside of the row, the outside of the row. And once the Gemara kind of teaches us halacha, it continues on and figures out, in general, to what degree do mitzvos care about preserving human dignity, right? When do we say that kavod abrios is first, and when do we say that mitzvah is there, right? So derabanan will take priority. So Gemara quotes from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, hamotzi klayim bevigdo, somebody who finds klayim, somebody who finds a shatnez mixture, he finds a forbidden mixture of wool linen in his bigodim, right? He's looking down, all of a sudden he sees, I didn't get the shatnez checked, and this is a real issue of shatnez da'araisa. So poshtan afil b'shok, right? He should literally take off his clothes, even in the shuk, meaning he can't wait till he gets home where it's less embarrassing. He has to take it off right then and there. Even at the face of embarrassment, he can't violate this sin. And this is brought down in halacha. It's a little bit of a discussion to what degree in halacha, right? You have to make sure it's shanes d'oraisa. But that's the basic halacha from the Gemara. I'm going to review it on the Rav, that somebody who finds klayim in his baguette, he has to take it off even in the shuk. There's a real depth to this in terms of the pnimius of what shatness is and what klayim is and what the shuk represents. It's brought down that the concept of shatness is actually stems from really from the first machlokas in the Torah. Right? So we have machlokas in the Midrashim before between the sun and the moon. And to a degree one could say there was a machlokas between the snake and Adam, or Adam and Chava, but it wasn't really a machlokas, that was really trickery. The first real machlokas was the next generation, was Cain and Hevel. Right, the pasuk says that Cain brought from Kriya Adamo, he brought a Minchat Hashem, and Hevel brought from Bechoros Tzono. Right? And so that, so Cain brought, he was a farmer, and he took brought some sort of Mincha from his produce, and Hevel was a shepherd, and he brought a korban to Hashem from his sheep. And we know what happened, that Cain ultimately killed Hevel, that he was jealous of Hevel's korban. He was jealous that Hashem kind of turned his and accepted Hevel's korban, and he acted in jealousy, and he killed Hevel. But this machlokas between Cain and Hevel has to be understood. Because really, they both served Hashem. They both gave from their own, from what they were doing. So it's true. It could be that, right, about that Cain didn't give from his best, right? But the pasuk implies that Hevel gave from, right, Michal Vehen, from their fatty, from the best meat, the best sheep he gave to Hashem. But ultimately, there's something deeper going on. And it's brought down from some of the Mefarshim that they were each representing different kind of kohos. That Cain has his derech in serving Hashem, and Hevel has his derech in serving Hashem, and it's important to keep it separate. And it's important for a Cain, for somebody who's serving Hashem, b'v'chinas Cain, who's serving Hashem, bringing from his mincha, when it seems like Hashem is coming and accepting someone else's avodas Hashem, to not let that stop him in his own avodas Hashem. That when Cain sees Hevel's korban being consumed from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from a fire, he can't say, that's what I should have done. He should say, no, that's not my avoda, and this is not my time. And you should stick with your avoda. That everyone is given a specific avoda in how to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In fact, and this is what Kalayim represents. Kalayim represents, don't mix. You don't mix Kayans with Hevels. That some people are going to serve Hashem like a Kayan, and they're going to serve Hashem with a Mincha from Pri Adama, and they're going to use their resources. They might be really good at, they might be really musical, and that's the way they have to serve Hashem, and they can't look at somebody who is, really intellectual, who serves Hashem with his intellect, and say, I should be doing like that, Hashem clearly likes that better, and vice versa. People have to use their own kohos in serving the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why Dafka, in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, the Bikdei Kehuna were made out of Kalayim. And it's brought down from some of the Midrashim that Cain and Hevel were the pnimius of their machlokas was really about Makom HaMikdash, that's who's going to kind of be Yorish it. Right? Because in the Beis HaMikdash is where all services of a Kodesh Baruch Hu are accepted. Ki Beis Yibes Tefillah Yikar L'Kol Amim, to all the people, not just the Jewish people, but any way you want to serve Hashem, that goes through the Beis HaMikdash. That's the way we serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Cain and Hevel each have their own avoda, and that's unified in the shatnez and the klayim in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's the only place it's allowed, because the Beis HaMikdash is the only place where you can serve, right? Where you can serve in Hashem however you want. Otherwise, you're supposed to utilize your own kochos. So that's why you have a iser of levisha as klayim, and levisha as shatnez. That you can't just wear a mixture of everyone. You can't just be a hodgepodge. You can't say, oh, you know, that guy's doing that, and that's working in Avodah Hashem now, and I'll do that. And then the next minute, this is working, and I'll do this. Obviously, there's sicha, and there's moments where different avodos within one person are acceptable and even, you know, promoted and we are praised. But ultimately, everyone has to find their own avodah and to try to not let the shatness mindset seep in. So now we have, back to our story, that somebody, right, who's motzi klein bebigdo, that he looks at his beged, and the beged brought down in the Sefer Kabbalah and the Sefer Chassidus represents the chalukah derabanan. But the beged that a person wears is what all of his mitzvahs and maisim tovim create his beged. And chas v'shalom the other way, that, right, if someone does a lot of sins, that it's called he's wearing big detzon, right, he's wearing, you know, soiled begonim. And someone who is pure is wearing the chalukah derabanan. He's wearing the beged, the chash of a beged of the rabbis. So somebody in his chalukah derabanan and in his mitzvos and in his maisim, he looks down and he says, uh-oh, what do I see within my chalukah derabanan? What do I see within my beged? I see shatnez. I see a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's an avodah I saw in someone else and I was kind of jealous. Not that I used it and I said, oh, that really should be my avodah. That I saw that the avodah wasn't genuine, that I'm mixing up different things. I'm mixing up different mahalchim and it's not going to work. Somebody who finds klayim in his beged, push them, you should take it off. You have to take it off right away. You don't worry about kavod habrios. You don't worry about, if I was doing something that I picked up from someone else, that if someone had a derech avodah Hashem, and then he incorporated a new person's derech, and that derech he realized now is klayim, he realized that it's contradictory to his current derech, he realized that it wasn't genuine, and it wasn't a genuine way for him to be serving Hashem, then you take it off, and you don't worry about kavod habrios. You don't worry about offending people with that derech, that if it's not the derech of your avodah Hashem, you can't be like, oh, well, you know, I should keep doing it because there's so many people who love to sing. And for me, singing isn't something. So, you know, I should just fake singing because I don't want to hurt those people. No, if it's not for your avodah, you don't do it. You take it off. But where? Afilu b'shuk. And that's the chiddush, that even in the shuk in the Kavanos L'Arizal comes up in Chanukah, v'adjetich l'regel min ha-shuk, represents the lower madrigos in terms of history. And the way the Beis Aharon formulates it, he says the shuk, the thigh, is connected to the ikus, to the heel, to the ikus of the Mashiach. But the shuk represents the ikus of the Mashiach. So the afilu b'shuk, even when we're in these last days, where we're in the shuk, where we're trying to fix the last parts of the bria, and the shuk in Kabbalah is where the entire korban Beis HaMikdash happens. It connects to the malach of Esav hitting the yerech of Yaakov, hitting the thigh of Yaakov. And the entire destruction of Beis HaMikdash when it happened historically was related to that. But this concept of that's where we are now, that we're in a world with a where there's a where we're not allowed to eat the Gidanasha, we're in a world where, you know, this shuk is pogam, and that there's a, you know, there's a real flaw and a real damage into the thigh, that we're in this ikvus of the Mashiach, someone might think now is the time to bring it all back together. Now is the time to do klayim. Now is the time to, you know, wear the big tikkunah. Now is the time to say, oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it's easy when we're in this ikvus of the Mashiach, when we're in this dor yasam, when we're at the end of days, to look around at everyone's avodah and say, yeah, it's all my avodah, it's all great, it's all genuine. And to take a little bit from this, because even historically, where we are now, there's so many different, you know, types of Jews interacting and living under the same roof that we used to never have. You could have Chassidish and Litvish and Sfardish and Ashkenazish and every other type of Jew, you know, from we all have access to one another and we can learn from one another, and there's a value in that, but only if it's done genuinely. The second it's done like Kalayan, the second it's done because we're looking at someone else's avodah and thinking that's maybe a little bit better, and we're moving away from our general tafkid and our general purpose. Right, that if I'm a Kayan and I was born as a farmer and that's the way I need to serve Hashem, I shouldn't look at the shepherd and say, oh, but the shepherd has it better. I can learn from the shepherd and learn maybe how the shepherd brings the best of his flock, how Hevel brought the best of his flock, Kayan could have brought the best of his crop. It's true, there's always what to learn from other people, and there's ways to incorporate it, but it has to be genuine. It can't be b'der klein. So that's why someone who finds klein beddo has to take it off. Afilu b'shuk. Even in these last days where you might think that Hashem was masad esivivos, Hashem arranged everything, Hashem set everything up, that I'm in the shuk, I'm fixing the last parts of the tikkun of the parts of, we're trying to fix the last aspects of reality. We're in the ikkus of the Mashiach, we're in the heel, we're in those last moments. We need to incorporate, we need to find the last mitzvah that's going to tip the scale, and we need to find that last straw that's going to break the camel's back and end gullios. And end gullios, even though we might think that, we have to stay genuine. And we have to make sure that if we're wearing klayim, we have to constantly be looking at our own mesim tovim and our own mitzvahs and say, my chaluka derabanan, is it genuine? Is it real or is it secret, you know, or am I just making a mistake? When an artist paints a picture, so they use a palette of colors. And sometimes they say, oh, that color looks really beautiful. And if they just incorporate a color that they see in someone else's painting into their own painting, it doesn't come out beautiful. And it doesn't, you know, it can actually be make the whole thing look gross. That there's, you know, you have to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu with your palette and with the tools you're given. Obviously, you can look around and say, hey, maybe my palette should be expanded. But that doesn't mean that we should take someone else's tools in a non-genuine way, because that would be, at least in Pnimius, part of an Isser Klayim, an Isser of Shatnez, an Isser of taking, you know, kochos that we weren't meant to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with and being jealous of it and trying to bring it all together and having a non-genuine avodas Hashem.